everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord, my God and King. He loves us, and we have access to all of His knowledge and wisdom. Jesus said, knock, seek, and ask. Anything you want to know, you can learn from the Lord. Remember, He loves us. His love is full of healing. It's full of blessing. It's full of joy and peace. Best thing ever. You know, in my life, I valued all sorts of things, even wrong things. But as I learn of the love of God, there's nothing more fascinating than the love of God. People put a high value on gold, shiny metal. But gold can't touch the love of God. And I'm going to tell you this, the receiving His love, being a recipient of His love is great. But sharing His love is even greater. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. And Paul wrote that Jesus said this. And He did. It's more blessed to give than to receive. It's more fun to give than to receive. And receiving is fun. But being a blessing to other people, that's something that people desire. That's a grand desire. And you can't know it unless you do it. And you can't know how wonderful the love of God is unless you share it. When you love people, you have a revelation that God loves you. Asking the Lord to teach me how to love His people was one of the best requests I ever made, because it led me to greater knowledge that I had no clue about. And as I practiced the love of God, the more I learned His ways and the more I learned His word. Now God loves us, and He wants us to know Him. If you hear His word, you have a reference of who He is. It's an introduction. It's an introduction of who He is. What a reference. And that has saved people's lives. Some people get saved and they don't follow on to know the Lord. They're in covenant, but they don't follow on to know the Lord. The thief on the cross said, Lord, in Your kingdom, remember me. Then Jesus said some words that gave him a personal reference. He said, this day you'll be seated with me in paradise. Now, when he died, he went to glory. He believed on the cross. He knew he had done wickedness. He knew he was a sinner. And he wanted forgiveness, and he received it. He may not have expected Jesus to say that, but he said he died. Jesus said that he would be with him in paradise, and he was. And he was changed because he believed. The love of God showered him, and he had peace on the cross. I'm talking about the thief. He probably never felt that kind of peace a day in his life. I'm sure he was still in pain, but he had peace. I've been in pain before, but I had peace. And I've been in situations that I hated, but the peace of God was with me, sustaining me. The joy of the Lord. Gold can't do that. A new car can't do that. Houses and mansions definitely can't do it. You can have a brand new mansion and roll all over the floor in pain. Or you can roll all over the floor wondering how you're going to pay for it. You got a nice, comfortable bed, but that house can't solve all your problems. But the love of God can. People have money in the bank and they trust in it. If you have money in the bank, especially excessive amounts, Learn not to look at the money. Look at God. Look at Him. Faith always looks to God. Paul said, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. And the only way you'll know that is to continue to look at the Lord in all situations. See, when you look at the Lord, you see Him. Then when you look at your problem, it's small. When you look at the Lord, you see the solution. You sense the victory. You have the peace. You have the joy. And you know that He's going to get you out of whatever. He's going to give you a plan and you're going to do it. And it's going to work and you're going to be fine and the problem's going to be solved. Killed or destroyed. I like to kill my problems. Not people now. I'm talking about my problems. I like to do like Rambo, situate my problems to where they'll never bother me again in the spirit. And it's possible. Every time I have a lingering problem, I say, Lord, how are we going to kill this? I know He's going to give me His wisdom, and I'm going to act on it, and the problem's going to be dead, and I'm going to be alive. I don't like going around with problems in the back of my mind. I kill the problem, and let's proceed on with life. Now, the Lord loves us, and as we follow Him and do His word, there's nothing we can't do. And when there's people doing things, evil people doing things, forgive them. And see, the Lord can handle people. He can put people in a position where they can't bother you anymore. And you don't have to hate them. You can still love them with the love of God. But they'll be in a position where they can't get to you anymore, ever, if need be. So I don't, when people keep doing things, then I give them to God. I don't worry about it. I use the wisdom that God gives me. He'll warn you against the things that's going wrong, people that will betray you. He'll give you the heads up so you can position yourself to where they can't hurt you anymore. And when people come around to harass your life, when you start talking about the Lord and the goodness of God, one or two things are going to happen. They're going to repent or they're going to leave your life. It saddens me that so many people don't desire to share in the love of God, but they don't know what they're walking away from. They're walking away from the best possible thing you can receive from God, and that's the knowledge of His love and how it works. Loving people is fun. It's not just a good thing to do, a good pastime. This is fun to do this. When people are frustrated and they're at their limit, then I'm going to love them. And I'm going to treat them like they matter. And I'm going to help them and bless them if I can. And when you do that, people will respect you. They will like it. They may not want to share in the love of God, but when somebody loves them, a healing process begins. And who knows, they might get saved from it. I've had that to happen. Just being honest with people. Just being honest with people. The goodness of God can lead people to Him. Some people want it. Some people don't know they want it. Some people want people to love them, but they're not willing to love others. Now, we're going to have to do some growing and maturing. But when you follow God with the intent to do His word, there's so much more you're going to get out of it. Some people, when they hear the word, they don't get but so much because they don't do but so much. Jesus said, those that love, that sin much, they love much because they know for a fact that they forgive them much. They have a reference for God's goodness toward them. But it's an undeniable reference. As long as they live and exist, they will never forget it. And because they love God the most, they do better in life. Because they finally got it. They realize sin ain't helping me. And I don't ever do what I used to do. Now, people judge by how you perform, but God is looking at the sincerity of your heart. And people may expect you to revert back, or they expect others to revert back to their ways, especially if they come out of a drug situation or alcohol or any kind of pornography or the bad sins. But when you have a reference for the love of God, that stuff is no match for the love of God. And growing up, I was kind of mild. A lot of things I tried to do, the Lord hindered me from doing it because my parents was praying for me. It wasn't that I was so honorable. They were praying for me, and my will is so strong, if I ever went the wrong way, I may not be alive now. And I'm not trying to, that's just the way it is. A lot of things that I was curious about and attempting to do, the Lord interfered with it. So, and I can tell you details, it happened. Then I got to know the Lord. I didn't get too far way on out there, but when I felt His peace, that was enough to get me started. And knowing that I didn't do some of the things that others have done, and they seem to be more dedicated, I said, Lord, even though I didn't do all those sinful things, I want to love You like they love You. I want to love You more and more, and I want it to be ever increasing. And that didn't happen until He taught me to love His people. And as I loved His people, it dawned on me how God loves me. I started seeing, when I'm in faith, believing God for something, and others, they need my help, I'm trying to help them. And I see the need, and I see what God is doing, and how He's working it out. I know God loves me, and my things are important. And that was a point in time, all I needed was more vision. Well, the Word of God gives you more vision. Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. If you're seeking to learn and with the intent to do it, your reception is going to be much stronger and greater. And it's easier to receive the essence of God's Word. You can read the same scripture you always read. But when you have the sincerity and the intent to do it and learn it, and you want it, it's like a treasure, you're going to get more out of the very same scripture or the very same chapter, the very same book. And when you keep on receiving the Holy Spirit, all the areas where you lack knowledge, He's going to fill those areas. And you're going to have an even greater reference. And then when you experience it, you know, knowledge is the experience of wisdom. When you experience wisdom, you're going to have knowledge. So when you do the Word of God, you're going to have a fresh reference. And it's going to increase the healing process that's already begun in you. See, everything of God helps everything increase. If you have faith and you have good skill in faith and doing the faith of God, you're going to have a reference for greater faith, because faith works by love. And the more you walk in the love of God with the intent to increase it, it will continually ever increase in you. Fred, the theme of Fred Price's ministry is ever increasing faith. Because that's what happens when you receive and share the love of God. It's impossible for your faith not to ever increase if your love walk don't ever increase. If your love walk ever increases, your faith will also ever increase. So will your life, so will your wisdom, and your ability to retain it. Not only receive it, but retain it. And as you learn to fight and do warfare, you're less apt to let it slip. This is good, folks. We're in the flow. It's fun to live in the flow of the Holy Ghost. The love of God is the flow of the Holy Ghost. God loves us. And he shares that love, and we walk in it. And we have what he said we can have. We do what he said we can do. We are what he says we are. And we learn it, and we know it as we practice. Some people are afraid of love. I remember watching one of those Star Trek shows years ago. And that was a half human, half Klingon woman. And the human guy liked her, and he was in love with her. He said, "You're afraid." He pointed out that you're afraid to love. And she was. She was afraid to love. Some people are afraid to love. Start loving God and you won't be afraid to love. See, the reason I can remember that is because of the betrayal. She betrayed a person that was afraid to love, wanted to, but afraid to. And he saw past her problem and weakness, and he loved her anyway. So this is important. You know, they were good actors, and they portrayed a point. They got a point over to me. Some people are afraid to love. They're afraid they're going to be taken advantage of. But remember this. When you're in fear, you're being mastered. You're not the master. Whenever you're in fear, you're being mastered by the fear. And the only way to kill fear is perfect love. Don't fear anything, because the devil will use your fear to master you. Fear is a driver. And you don't have to be driven by fear. If you're in fear, you're giving it your allegiance. Take it back. If you're in lust, you've given that your allegiance. If you're in greed, you've given that your allegiance. Take it back. The lust of the eye. I gotta have what I see. I can't live without those eyes. You don't need props and crutches. With the love of God, you can gain all things. The right way, the healthy way. And it'll mean so much more to you. You won't need another prop and crutch. When people have the lust of the eye, they got a serious problem. They have a problem. And the only way to contain it, kill it, and destroy it where it can't do you any harm is to receive and operate according to the living love of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to help you master your own life according to his great and wonderful love. You'll end up in control because you've given God control. You've allowed him to be your teacher and instructor. And you've become a recipient student to him. And his power will operate in your life. That's why people struggle so much. They don't do it that way. They try to master everything. They try to control everything. But see, our strength is receiving what he has to say. And then he helps us to master our own lives. We're doing it with his strength, his wisdom, his knowledge, his purpose. His purpose will help you master your purpose. These things are treasures. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is your Lord.